It is 2 minutes after 9 on this Tuesday morning. As I said, we've got clear skies overhead, 76 degrees currently outside our studios here in downtown Attleboro. We've got, as I said, we've got another hour to go. And, of course, Paul Healy will join us later on this morning as well. Tomorrow morning, we have our special guests in studio. It's our chef's table from My Chef Lara and Home Plate Advantage. They're going to be talking about this recent conference that they had within the last couple of weeks. They were out, I think they were on the West Coast, I believe. Yeah, I think they were out in, I think they were on the West Coast, because I got an email from them yesterday, and one of them became a Chef of the Year. I was also, you know, the funny thing is, when I read this yesterday, they said Chef of the Year or a National Chef's, I was thinking of the old Jackie Gleason and the Honeymooners, the Chef of the Future. Remember that one? Chef of the Future. When I think of them, I always think of the Chef of the Future, you know, Art Carney and Jackie Gleason do all that. But anyway, yeah, but they'll be in studio tomorrow morning to talk about some of the conferences. And it looks like the conference next year that they're going to be attending is actually going to be held in Providence next year. I think it's going to be at the convention center. I think I read. But anyway, they'll be talking about that tomorrow here on AM 1320. Also want to remind you, this Friday morning at 9, Paul Healy will actually take over for the last hour of my program. I'll be heading over to the Larson Senior Center here in Attleboro for our monthly reminiscence program. Boy, it's already this week. Wow. Yeah, well, it's the third Friday of the month. So Paul will be taking over from 9 to 10 this coming Friday. And some of the music that I'm going to be playing at the Senior Center this coming Friday, last month, some of the seniors wanted to, you know, I always take requests at the Senior Center. And last month, I played some of the 40s and 50s. And some of the people last month said, can you go into the 1960s, like the early days of the 60s? And I said, well, I did that last month. I played some more music from the early 60s. I didn't get into the Beatles. I didn't get into the British Invasion. But there was one woman actually said at some point she would like to hear some 70s. I'm like, okay, we could throw in some 70s. So it's going to be from 40s to the 70s for this Friday. I know some of the people may say, well, what kind of 70s do you want? Well, I don't think I'm going to get into the disco era. I think I'm going to get like the early 70s, you know, 70, 71, 72, you know, like James Taylor and stuff like that. But, you know, who knows? I'm still tweaking that at home to produce that for this coming Friday. Now, of course, it's not too late to think about maybe coming down. If you want to come down to listen to some fine music, maybe to sing along. You don't have to sing. They need to get a count. The Senior Center needs a count. So if you want to give them a call, 508-223-2235. That's 508-223-2235. Just tell them that you want to come into to the Reminiscence program on Wednesday. You got to do that. I mean, on Friday. You got to do that anytime between 8:30 and 4, Monday through Friday, except Friday, of course. But they are there now. So if you want to give them a call, just tell them that you want to get, you know, they want to get a running count so they know how many chairs to put up for Friday morning. So that will be on Friday morning. All right, 9:06 now on this Tuesday morning, 76 degrees outside, and meteorologist Jim Corbin now joining us with our next check on the forecast. And Jim, I just went outside a few moments ago. Boy, it is, it's getting warm out there. The temperature feels like close to 80 degrees, but it's only 76 right now, so we're only a few degrees short of that.
It's closing in, though, on that 80 degrees, and we're going to be up close to 90 for the fourth straight day. You remember Saturday and Sunday, we flirted with 90, plus or minus a degree or two here and there, depending on where you were. Yesterday, of course, we hit the low 90s, and today we're going to be right around 90 again. Now, this will probably be the last day that we'll see 90. However, we're not going to see it dramatically drop off either. Highs, again, around 90, south-southwest winds, 5 to 15 miles an hour. And keep an eye to the sky if you're out and about this afternoon, mid-afternoon on average, is the time when a quick downpour could fall, perhaps with a rumble of thunder. Not expecting anything severe, however. However, I am expecting in any of the showers that form, perhaps some brief street flooding, some big puddles, and then an hour or two later, they're gone as the sun comes back out. Then tonight, a mixture of clouds and stars falling down into the 70-degree range, but that's not until morning. And again, we will have that crescent moon in the sky just after sunset. Then as we go into tomorrow, it's warm and humid again. Sunshine, a few clouds, a high temperature about 86, so still very warm and humid. And then as we go into Thursday, it's more of the same in terms of the humidity. High temperatures in the low to mid-80s. I'll call it 83 for a high on Thursday. And then a few showers on Friday as a front will be approaching. The big deal we'll get late this week is, will that front clear out the coast, or is it going to stall out over the region? If it does stall out, then we could have showers on Saturday and Sunday. So stay tuned on that. We'll have a sunset today at 7:41, otherwise known as 19 minutes before 8. High tide at 11 o'clock. The pollen count is running at 9 out of 12, which is quite high, not extremely high, but high enough. And it's mostly now the ragweed involved with that.
Yeah, I tell you, it's one of those days where if you don't get hydrated, if you are working outside, you are going to be very, very warm out there. Yesterday, I was watching for a few seconds. I was watching some of the workers out there on 123, and they actually had I don't know, somebody either a truck came by or someone went out to get ice cream. I saw two or three of the gentlemen out there with ice cream cones in their hand at some point.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, but I tell you one thing, they didn't keep it in their hands very long, because most of it, was digested pretty fast. But some of them actually saw a couple of guys, as soon as they started eating it, they melted all over the street yesterday.
I was gonna say, if you have to hold it, you have to be outside in the heat. An ice cream cone is a little more kind of tough to deal with. I'd almost rather have. Remember the old hoodsies?
Oh yeah, of course.
I mean, those, at least they were in a cup, so as long as you figured out how to open them up. I remember Tom Rafferty telling. Yeah. Remember, but he couldn't figure out how to open it. He actually started eating the top of the hoodsie.
Yeah. He didn't know what it was. It was about a little over a year ago. He's talking
about.
Yeah,
yeah. No, and again, not making fun of Tom, but
yeah, we are.
Like that. Well, maybe we are. Oh, but Tom, if you're listening, we love you. But no, but seriously, that would be the type of ice cream I would rather eat on a hot day, where it's under control in a cup or something, instead of on a cone that it can start melting fast, especially if you're just eating it outside. It's one thing to go inside where it might be 20 degrees cooler, but yeah, water, ice cream on a day like today, definitely. And they're doing work here, Columbia Gas, right outside the street here, and fortunately they've moved down the street. They're actually, you know, using that saw to cut up the pavement, and they're going to start digging a trench. But fortunately, it moved out just before my last weather. So I was just about to say, if you hear some sawing in the background, because it's loud. But they're out there, and they have, you know, they have to, you know, dress with their their bright colored vests and things like that. But they're all over the place, putting in new gas lines and stuff. Places, the situations like that. People putting in tar on roofs and things like that. I mean, usually you try to avoid the middle of the day doing it, but today's going to be a tough one once again in terms of not just the temperature but the humidity. So, again, it's not surprising. We're in August. August is generally the most humid month. Mm-hmm. July is usually the hottest, August is usually the most humid month. It usually has the highest dew points, and sure enough, we have dew points today in the mid to upper 60s, and that's going to continue the rest of the week.
You know what I had on Sunday? Sunday was the first time in a long, I don't even know when's the last time that I had a hot fudge sundae for the first time in probably a good, at least 20 years or more that I haven't had a hot fudge sundae. And I said, Carol and I went out, on Sunday, I forgot where the heck we were, and all of a sudden, was it Sunday? Yeah, it was Sunday afternoon. It was around 4 o'clock. We decided, let's go, someplace, and we took a ride, and all of a sudden, what I feel like having? I said, I'm going to treat. That's a rarity. Yeah. I said, I'm going to have a hot fudge sundae, the cream and nuts. And they said, do you what kind of ice cream do you want? I'm like, well, all right. He says, you can have two different kinds of ice cream. I said, all right, coffee and chocolate chip. I'm like, okay. And then it was a brownie sundae on top of it. I like, was a brownie underneath the ice cream. I like, oh
and
my.
You like coffee ice cream, right?
I love coffee ice cream. The brownie was.
You don't like coffee itself, but you like coffee ice cream.
Exactly. But the brownie sundae was so good. I mean, it was actually, and I said, well, give me a small one. He said, well, you only have one size. It's like a medium. I'm like, boy, did I feel it. Boy, that was it. I didn't eat anything until 12 o'clock yesterday afternoon. from that. That was.
I mean, that's a lot of calories.
It's sure, you're not kidding.
On a hot day, it tastes great.
It really does. It really did. You know, like I said, I haven't had a hot fudge and a brownie sundae in a long time. But a hot fudge sundae, it's got to be at least 20 years, because Carol said to me, when was the last time you had one? I said, I don't remember. I don't remember.
Well, it sounds like you never had one before even you met her, right?
So, probably not.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, so I haven't had one of those either in a long time, but I used to like with the vanilla ice cream or whatever it is, and then the hot fudge on top. Mm-hmm. That was always my favorite.
Yeah, now, and one thing that I used to like years ago is, you know, because Carol likes some of the, but I don't know when was the last time she had a root beer float. Now, personally, I'm not a big fan of root beer, but if it was in a root beer float, I'll take it, you know. But years ago when we were kids, you know, we used to go out all the time, you know, with my mom and dad and my sister and myself. We summertime and stuff like that. Root beer float was all this, you know, the time that we'd
A&W.
Go out. Yeah, all those places. Or, you know, there was one up on Route 2 across from the Warwick Musical Theater in Rhode Island. There was one over there. And that's where we used to get. But for me, I used to get a Coke float. This Coca-Cola with the float too. Yeah, same thing.
In those days, probably there wasn't as much of the diet stuff. So
no.
If you say, "Oh, I don't want the calories of a root beer float."
Well, actually, no.
Nowadays, you can have a diet root beer with a float with ice cream in it.
Yeah,
so it's still not necessarily the best thing for you, but it's less calories than in the old days when there was, you know, before Tab came and all the some of those other diet things, you know. And remember I think we talked about this before, but Tab had saccharin in it, remember?
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure.
They get you with, saccharin is going to kill you and everything else.
Yeah, then you had Fresca, which they still sell now. They still sell Fresca.
Still sell Fresca, but there's always the diet Fresca. Like, there's always the diet ginger ale nowadays. Yeah.
The
which
city
they never
of Attleboro.
Yeah,
obviously, the regular one always tastes good. As long as you had it in a small portion, it was better for you. I mean, it's better tasting. But once you had, I'll tell you, whenever, every once in a while, when I have a Coke, and I don't drink a lot of it, but I like Diet Coke because it has almost no calories.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm forced to have a regular Coke, like, you know, someone's cooler, or you're cooler, and it's like, there are no more Diet Cokes, there's a regular Coke, I'll have it. After about two sips of a Diet Coke, I mean, of a regular Coke, you can feel how much more calories mm-hmm. there are in it than the diet stuff.
Yeah, and that's another thing that I rarely drink is Coke anyways anymore. I'll have iced tea or water or stuff like that. But on a rare occasion, if there is, you know, if there's only soda, I'll get either ginger ale or Sprite. Usually is what I'll have.
Yeah. But you don't like diet ginger ale.
The only diet soda I don't mind is diet Dr. Pepper.
Really?
And I like Dr. Pepper. I haven't had in a while. Well, it's a few months, but diet Dr. Pepper does taste not bad. It actually almost tastes like the regular Dr. Pepper.
Well, the Dr. Pepper, which I generally don't like, but I know it. I've had it on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
It has a very strong taste to it. So anything that's diet is probably still going to have somewhat of a taste. Whereas, like you said, ginger ale, even regular ginger ale, is not exactly a strong taste.
It's, right.
So if a diet ginger ale, which I haven't had it, I don't know how long, decade.
You know the other ginger ale I used to have as a kid? My grandfather used to get it, you know, in certain things. Remember the golden ginger ale?
I heard of it, but I've never had it.
Golden ginger ale was a little darker color, but it tasted the same, basically.
How about sarsaparilla?
Sure. I've had that. But you know what? My wife likes this is, they used to sell it years ago. They still sell it in certain places, but I don't have a taste of it. Moxie?
Yeah, I've never had
it before, and I think it almost tastes like cough medicine to me. I mean, it tastes like, you know, that strong dark cough medicine that we used to have as a kid.
Cough medicine, though, without other things in it.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you think about it. I mean, most of the time, like, you know, if you know, you talk about that now with soda and stuff like that, you talk about, you know, Coke and sarsaparilla, which actually years ago is a good thing for medicinal purposes, was the Coke syrup was always used.
Well, you'd watch the Westerns, and if they didn't, you know, they'd be, you know, looking for a beer or something, and if they didn't have anything, you know, in the late 1800s, that they'd ask, especially the women would ask for a sarsaparilla.
Yep,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, when's the last thing? Let's go to Stop and Shop and pick up some sarsaparilla. I mean, I don't think that there is any anymore.
I have seen it. I have seen it certain places. I think Market Basket has it, and a few other places, smaller stores, still have it. Yeah, I've seen it recently.
That has to be one of the older. One of the first older sodas, right? I don't know. Is it carbonated or is it not?
I think it is. There used to be a place that we used to get some in Rhode Island. Where was it? Silver Spring Street in Providence. There was a place called Red Fox, REDFOX, not like the actor, but Red Fox. It was a distributor for soda and used to get cases out there. Used to get I think there were like 8 to 9 ounce bottles and used to get very, very cheap. I mean,
what color is it? Like a maroon? I'm trying to think.
What's that? The sarsaparilla?
Yeah.
The sarsaparilla, no, it was more of a dark brownish color.
Dark brown, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, and the other thing that we used to get into is, you know, there was another company, Nehi, N-E-H-I, which used to be a very big in Rhode Island as well. But the other company, the other soda that we used to get, once in a while, I still like it, a cream soda.
Okay, yep.
Okay, I like the cream soda. The cream soda is still good. You would put that, actually, you would catch that once.
Mix that with something else?
Yeah, you would do that with something else. Sometimes a lot of places would put that with ice cream. With vanilla ice cream, it would make more of a caramel taste to it.
Okay, all right. And then what's the big thing in Rhode Island? The coffee?
The coffee milk, basically. The coffee syrup. And the coffee milk,
is still big in Rhode Island?
Oh, yeah. That's not going to die. I mean, that's not where I grew up in Rhode Island, in Providence, and that's still something that every once in a while, I'll have some. But I don't think I've had it in a while. But, yeah, that's still one of my favorites. That's why I think coffee ice cream is my favorite. I know, coffee, how come you don't like anything else? I said, well, I do. I like a lot of other ones, but coffee is still the thing. Vanilla is kind of, okay, but I always was a chocolate ice cream person years ago. My sister more years ago, but to me, I don't know when the last time I had chocolate ice cream.
I used to like when my mother would get us, the quart of ice cream, mm-hmm. and it would be a trio: coffee, vanilla, and strawberry.
Yep, yep.
Of the ice cream, and you know, like we used to get like she knew that all of us liked it, my two other brothers, and she'd make sure that when she scooped it out or we scooped it out, we always got all three of them in a scoop, you know, mm-hmm. put it in. Strawberry ice cream, I always have liked as well. But here we are talking about cold stuff on a hot day. And,
yeah, why not, right?
Why not? Water is great, but ice cream and cold sodas aren't bad either, although, as we say, I think you'd agree. We stay away from sodas as much as possible,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but every once in a while, water is still the best, though.
Yeah,
ice cream I think comes in maybe a close second.
Yeah, and of course, I don't see too many people having water ice cream. You know, like coffee.
No.
But you know, water is actually what I always say. If I have ice cream, I like a glass of ice water after it. I still like. I was as a kid.
Yeah,
I used to always have
that's right. Because it kind of washes it down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I still like that every once in a while. I'm doing that.
Well, today is definitely one of those days for that. Fourth straight day in a row, close to 90 degrees, plus or minus a degree here and there. And then we're going to start to get less hot slowly through the rest of the week, but we're going to keep the humidity. And I'll have another very quick update in about 20 minutes.
Okay, sounds great, Jim. Thanks once again. 9:21 on this Tuesday morning, 76 degrees. Wow, 76 degrees. Yeah, I don't know why, how we got, I know how we got into talking about ice cream. We're talking about all this warm weather and everything else. All right, speaking of some music, who's speaking of music? Me, I am. We do have a song that we need to play in just a few moments. One of ours, actually, we have a couple of songs that we need to fill still on our request list, which we will in just a couple of moments, I promise you. But we have to take care of a break right here, and we'll be back with a woman who actually emailed us not too long ago, probably about 20 minutes ago. Her name is Liz, and she's listening to us right now. She is heading to Horseneck Beach. Her name is Liz, and she's from the Rehoboth area. Yes, she's from Rehoboth. And she's heading to Horseneck Beach. She's on the road, and she's listening to us on that way right now. Right now she's probably close to that. So that song is coming up in just a few moments.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The 20th annual South Attleboro Lions Club Antique Car Show will take place on Sunday, August 23rd at La Salette Shrine in Attleboro. Registration will be open from 8 a.m. to noon. Judging takes place from noon to 1 with an award ceremony at 3. Hundreds of cars will compete in 48 classes. Proceeds for the event benefit South Attleboro Lions Club charities. For more information on the car show, call Bob at 508-761-4149.
Stranger is inspired, but he is-
Yes, that song, Stranger, for Liz going out to Horseneck Beach this morning. Hope you enjoyed that song. And another song for you, Liz, coming up once again next.
Are you interested in learning how to use ebooks or audiobooks on your smartphone or tablet? The Attleboro Public Library will hold an introductory workshop on August 24th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Librarian Amy Rosa will walk you through the basics of downloading ebooks or audiobooks to your device and will also provide time for one-on-one help. Registration for the event is required. To register, contact the Attleboro Public Library at 508-222-0157.
Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Yeah, obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Attleboro Farmers Market has set up location this year at O'Connell Field in Capron Park, and parking is available at the Attleboro High School Bushy Street lot and all along Blue Pride Way. Enjoy a stroll through the park from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each and every Saturday morning, right straight through until October 24th to find fresh fruits and vegetables at your fingertips. Buy fresh, buy local. For more information, feel free to send an email to attleborofarmersmarket@gmail.com.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a
home.
Catch your greyhound
don't hear too much on George Benson these days, but still had some great songs in his day as well. That's one of his better ones on Broadway in the late 70s here on AM 1320. All right, it's coming up to 20 minutes in front of the hour of 10 o'clock here on this Tuesday morning. 77 degrees outside. Meteorologist Jim Corbett joins us in just a couple of moments. And, of course, top of the hour, Paul Healy joining us with Pontificating with Paul and his guest, Bruce Alexander, coming in studio in just a bit at 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country.
When
I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, 9:42 on this Tuesday morning. 77 degrees, clear skies, warm temperatures. Meteorologist Jim Corbin now joining us with our next check on the forecast. Jim?
Yeah, Don, we already have 80 degrees in many locations, and we're headed for 90, and it's not surprising. We do the just before 10 o'clock rule on an average day. You add about 9 or 10 degrees, and sure enough, we should be right around 90 this afternoon, around 3 o'clock. However, unlike yesterday, we're going to have a better chance of a shower or a thunder shower. So that'll cool things off briefly in places that get it, perhaps a quick downpour. So keep that in mind. It's going to be out, especially, I'd say, after 2 o'clock. Winds will be out of the south-southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, mild, humid, a little touch of fog, latent spots falling down to about 70. And then it's back to a mixture of sun and clouds, warm, humid tomorrow. Wind will be more out of the south and south-southeast, and therefore not quite as hot as it has been, but still warm enough, about 86 in the afternoon. And then it looks like more of the same on Thursday, high temperatures in the low to mid-80s, warm, humid, with sunshine mixed with just a few clouds. A few showers on Friday, and some of that could linger into Saturday, at least the way it looks right now. High tide again at the south coast, averaging around 11 o'clock, so you have another hour or so to enjoy the tide coming in, and then it'll start going out later on the morning and the afternoon. Sunset at 7:41, and we still have the pollen count that affect some people at a moderately high range right now, and the main culprit now is the good old ragweed.
Yeah, the good old ragweed, and everybody's starting to sneeze it all over the place again, right?
That's it. It'll be with us the next few weeks, but eventually it'll turn to the goldenrod. We'll start to see the colors coming out, some of the burning bushes, those dark red that comes out in September and October. Again, still, my favorite season is the fall, and it's only a few weeks away.
Yeah, we got one of those fire bushes in our backyard. I like those, but the only thing is you have to start. They stop falling, and then you know the whole yard is full of them, and you have to start raking them up all over the place.
Raking them up, yeah. Get the rakes out. Buy a new rake every year, just like the shovel.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, and we talked about that.
Break
a rake and buy a brand new one, right?
Or use the blowers, you know, the lazy approach. Of course, people complain, unless they're electric, that they're too loud. So there's nothing that everyone is always happy about with everything. But again, hot, humid weather. One more day, and not that tomorrow is not hot, but it's not quite as hot as today. but the humidity will continue. And again, the next chance of any widespread showers will be Friday. This afternoon, it's a quick hit, hit or miss shower. If you get one and it cools you off, then consider it as a nice Mother Nature cooling shower.
That's for sure. All right. And, of course, nothing down in the tropics, right?
Yeah, we have a system that we're watching, still not quite the depression, although it's not out of the question that they may. Usually the Weather Service, the Hurricane Center out of Miami, has their advisories at about late morning, late afternoon, early evening, you know, late evening and overnight. So there's a chance we might have our first tropical depression in several weeks by later this morning or this afternoon. Looking at it on the satellite, it looks fairly impressive, but it's still out way out in the ocean, so it's not going to bother anyone on land. Someone that might be in a boat in that area or a ship, you know, might be affected a little bit by it. But if it does become a named storm, it would be Danny, and we'll, of course, be probably singing Danny Boy and other songs about that one. But right now, nothing brewing anything close to the United States for the time being.
Okay, sounds good, Jim. All right, we'll talk to you in the morning, and have yourself a cool Tuesday.
Thanks. You too.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, Jim will be back with us tomorrow morning here on AM 1320 WARA. All right, as we continue on this Tuesday morning, 78 degrees at 9:46 with Daryl Hall and John Oates now. What I want.
Well, you make a mad dream.
Born and raised in Honolulu, Hawaii, 29-year-old Bruno Mars, locked out of heaven. AM 1320 time, 9:52. Don't forget Paul Healy joining us in just a bit. 10:15 this morning, he'll have Bruce Alexander coming in studio for you. And a gentleman who actually opened up at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield this past Saturday, Huey Lewis in the news now. Yeah, Huey Lewis in the news, actually were the opening act for Jimmy Buffett this past Saturday over the Xfinity Center in Mansfield. Actually, he had a really good, I didn't see him, of course, but I understand I read it in the newspaper over the weekend. Actually had a great time with them there, because the fans really enjoyed it. All right, that's going to wrap it up for yours truly here on AM 1320, 9:56. We're going to do, we just played Huey Lewis. Why don't we play the main guy there was at Mansfield this past Saturday, Jimmy Buffett, on this Tuesday morning. Came down.